We are in Netivot Shalom, Parsha Vayishlach, page Reish Yud Aleph, the first piece, Inyan Yaakov Ve'esav. Hine, Parshiot Elu Shel Sefer Bereshit, Melamdot Lanu Orchot Derech Hashem. These Parshiot and Sefer Bereshit are teaching us the ways of Derech Hashem. Ukvar Amar Al Kach Besfar Makedot, Besefer HaKadosh Tol Yaakov Yosef, as the Tol Yaakov Yosef said, Binyanenu, Ma Dematzinu Kan Parshash Lema Binyan Yaakov Im Esav B'chol HaPartim. That which this whole Parsha is about, this confrontation between Yaakov and Esav with all of the details. This has nothing to do with us. What do we care about this? Why are we learning about this? The Torah isn't a history book. The Torah is supposed to be eternal. Why do I care about all the details of the nature of the confrontation between Yaakov and Esav ages ago? The Torah is eternal. And it's teaching every Jew how to act. What are we learning from this Parsha? Oh, good. We're jumping right to the answer. We didn't have a lot of time. We're getting right to the answer in the first few sentences. He says, Vadai, this is coming to teach us about the war that we have, every single one of us, every single day, every single minute, with the Yetzirah. That a Jew has to learn from this, can learn from this, should learn from this, the ways to stand in the war with their Yetzirah. And therefore we went just from saying, what relevance does this story have for us, to saying that every single detail of this story has relevance to every single one of us, every single minute, every single day, and how we overcome our Yetzirah. We have to also understand the fact, we have to get into the fact, that why by Yaakov Avinu, that specifically, that his whole life, his whole life is a life of struggle. By Yaakov, and only by Yaakov. From the moment, before he even took his first breath, he's struggling with Esav in the womb and grabbing onto his heel as he comes out of the womb. From the first moment of his life, Shekvar Az Ne'avakim Esav, he's already fighting with Esav. And then in Parsha Toldot, he's first fighting with Esav to get the Bechora. Then later on, he's starting fighting with him to get the Brachos. And he's the whole thing. And then he spends 20 years in Lavan's house. 20 years in Lavan's house. Whatever you're thinking, whenever you get to that time in life, you will never have. Good job. You will never have. You know what? I'll say it as a bracha. You should have a bracha that you should have nothing near a father-in-law situation like Yaakov had. You're like, that I'm in for. I'll take it, I'm in on that one. I mean, that, like, 20 years living in his house. You don't want to live in his house for a summer till you get a house, let alone in your parent-in-law's house, let alone living for 20 years in Beis Lavan. His whole life is Ratzuf Mavakim. His whole life is just one string of difficulties.
He also says that's a part of. Doesn't he say, like...
At all the way at the end, yes. You're jumping ahead, Parsha. Yeah, 100%. Shekolo tana shanima yuitzufima vakimim lavan shor shaklipa. Therefore, then he's fighting with Lavan, who, without getting into that now, is the root of the klipa. He's part of what divides us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a klipa is. A klipa is a shell. It's spiritually speaking, a spiritual klipa, a spiritual shell that divides us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Lavan was the embodiment of that. There's a lot of discussion of what that means. Kemoshin emar, zeli yasrim shana beveitecha. Beveitcha. Avaraticha arba'a asrei shana b'shtei benotecha v'shei shanim b'tzoncha u'techalifet maskorati asrim monim. I worked for you day and night for years, and you were always playing games with you, always changing my wages and switching this and switching that and trying to chop me. Kadosh Baruch Hu protected him. He did as he startled us also. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected him. But it wasn't simple. The Kashir Chazar in Beit Lavan, and when he came back from Beit Lavan, right? He's like, I'm fine. Can you imagine? I'm finally out. I successfully got out. Thought I was going to get out with one wife and a bunch of kids. I ended up coming out with two wives and a lot more kids. And a lot of money. That worked out. Now it's time to come back for my glorious return to Eretz Yisrael and see my parents again. And what happens the second he sets foot in Eretz Yisrael? Esav starts marching toward him with 400 soldiers. Can you imagine? That's his grand return, is you might die for the same reason that you left in the first place. He comes forward, Esav, with 400 soldiers to him. And then after that, then the Malach of Esav, one of the most dangerous Malachim that exists, the Samech Mem, comes and struggles with him, and he fights with the Samech Mem. V'ra'oi l'va'er inyanam shel kol eile ha'ma'avakim shel zol matzinu dugmatam etzal shara ha'avot Avraham v'Yitzhak. We have to understand, what is all of this struggle that we don't see by Avraham? We don't see by Yitzhak. Yes, Avraham had 10 tests. You know how many tests he had? 10. We just said it. We know exactly how many he had. It wasn't a whole life of tests. He had 10 moments of tests. We know what they are. Yitzhak had certain struggles. Great, we know what they are. Yaakov's life was a struggle. Why by Yaakov? That yes, they had tests, but they didn't then spend a whole life in the difficulties like we see with Yaakov. We also have to note the fact that Yaakov goes and sends out Malachi to Esav. Achiv arset seir stay adom. Vayetzio tam vegomer im lavan garti vacharet ata. Vayashua malachim al Yaakov, and the malachim then come back to Yaakov and say, Banu elachecha leisav vegam haloch likartinu vegomer. Vayar Yaakov meod vayitzir lo vegomer. He's quoting a very large paragraph here with a lot of vegomers. What's his question? Hatzininya mi alachim mi areisav. So what's the question? Hine bevada bidivrei Yaakov shalachet im malachim kadoshim higdim eisav leachiv. Vilu betshuvat malachim hu lehefech. Banu elachicha eleisav. Mikodam achecha v'achar kagesav. Umiyar kasher shema Yaakov et advarim divrehem shebanu el achicha el esav bakeshu hatzilinina miyar achi miyar esav ukvar ektim achi le esav v'chol ze taima ba'i. So in this whole back and forth interaction of him saying, please go and meet, sending out Malachim to go to Esav, and then they're coming back and reporting what happened with Esav, and then him davening about Esav, there's a constant switch going on here of how Esav is described. Sometimes he's described as first Achi, my brother, and then Esav, and sometimes he's described as Esav, and then his brother. If you go, let's go back to the Psukim. He sends out Malachim to Esav, his brother. Then when the Malachim come back, they say, Banu El Achicha El Esav. They switch it. They put Achicha first. Then when he davens, he says, Miyad Achi Miyad Esav. So at the beginning, it seems that Yaakov is intentionally putting Esav before, putting the referring to Esav as first Esav and then his brother. When the Malachim come back, they switch it and refer to him as your brother Esav. And then somehow in response to that, when he davens to Hashem, he then also puts my brother before Esav. Esav Achiv, then Achiv Esav, Achiv Esav. So what's all of this? Kolze time abay. This all requires explanation. V'ish lavin bazeh, v'ish l'va'er bazeh. Dari Yaakov hu bechir avot. Yaakov is the choicest of the avot. Yaakov is the end point of the avot. The whole process of the avos is to get to, what are we trying to produce with the avos? Klal Yisrael. What's another way of saying Klal Yisrael? B'nei Yisrael. Whose name is Yisrael? Yaakov becomes Yisrael when he has children. You know what they're called? B'nei Yisrael. That's where the name comes from. He's the Bechir of the Avot, the end point of the Avot, the choices of the Avos. He's the end point of the whole goal of the Avos trying to accomplish. And that's why it is Dafka through him that B'nai Yisrael are produced. As the Nifotam says, Baruch Shekivati. Ve'al Shmo mityachasim Yisrael, and Yikud B'nai Yisrael. They're called, he has children called B'nai Yisrael, but that's what we're called, Bechlal, we're called B'nai Yisrael, by his name, because he's the choices of the Avot, the end point of the Avot. Ve'akdor HaKadosha katva parshiyot elu, shel ma'avakav shel Yaakov, ha'milamdot Torah shlema levanav al shel Yaakov. The Torah is telling us in these parshas all of the struggles of Yaakov, which are teaching us a whole Torah for our for his children, the children of Yaakov. Shekol chayav shildit sarichu lehavik im gohot harav aklipa. That a Jew's whole life needs to be a struggle, a fight with the forces of evil and with the klipa, with that which divides us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the spiritual forces that divide us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'sofo shemikol eilu amavakim hu yotzei tamid im revachim. And the end point of all of those struggles is that we're guaranteed to walk out with tremendous greatness. Kemoshu etzel Yaakov shachar ma'avakol im ha'malach. But just like by Yaakov, after he fights with the Malach of Esav, Amarlo lo Yaakov yomar od shimcha ki im Yisrael. That after that fight, he's no longer called Yaakov; he's called Israel. Kisarita im Elokim v'im anashim v'tuchal, because you fought with godliness and you fought with people and you overcame. V'kach mikol nisinot v'amavakim shel Yaakov yetzayim revakim. Every single time Yaakov struggles throughout his life, he's always coming out with revakim. He's always coming out with more. What produces the meaningful things in life? What brings us about, I mean, there's no physical difference in being called Yaakov or being called Yisrael. But spiritually, there's every difference in the world. There's no greater gift than being given the name Yisrael that Yaakov gets. When we go through the struggles in life, the gifts that we're given are eternal gifts that will take us forever. And that all comes through the struggles of life. Through overcoming the difficulties in life, through overcoming those ma'avakim in life that Yaakov is teaching us how to overcome. The way that life is meant to be is that it's meant to be a life that's full of difficulty. That's the way that life is meant to be structured. That's the way that life is meant to be lived. And through that, that's how we walk out with tremendous greatness. With tremendous bounty, physically, spiritually, we walk out with bounty from this world to the difficulties that we challenge, to the difficulties that we meet, to the challenges that we overcome. When a person comes and says, why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu doing this to me? Why is he making it so difficult? That's not the question in life. You know when you should be asking a question in life? Why are things so easy right now? Something's wrong. I'm missing something. There's some of what I'm not doing. Why are things so easy right now? Kadosh Baruch Hu, what? And now, to be clear, we never, lo aleinu, ask Kadosh Baruch Hu for a test. We learn that from David HaMelech. The Gemara says that David HaMelech was like, I want to be tested. Give me a test. And you know what test he gives him? Batsheva. He fails. You know, like meaning, you never, lo aleinu, ask Kadosh Baruch Hu for a test. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you what you need. But to recognize that the unusual moments in life are the times that don't seem to be embroiled in a test. Life is meant to be constant struggle against the Yetzer Hara to earn closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to earn the Revachim in this world, to earn Revachim in Olam Haba. That's why we're here. And in these parshas of Lavan, in these parshas of Esav, by Yaakov, the Torah is teaching us the ways of Avodat Hashem and fighting the Yetzer Hara. Next page. Ve'et ha'inyanim ha'miyuchadim shebehem bi'ikar suyikudi lavek, and those specific things which a Jew is meant to struggle with. Klipat Lavan, what was the klipa of Lavan? What was the struggle with Lavan? Hu'inyan ha'pegam b'moach. That struggles in the mind. That struggles in the mental realm. Bida'ot v'ashkafot, in negative ways, distorted ways of thinking. And distorted hashkafot. To clarify, a hashkafa is not the things that you checked on your shidduch resume. That's not a hashkafa. That is the most distorted possible way of understanding that word in our day and age, and we are all culprits in feeding into that system. Ashkafa is not how you dress, and ashkafa is not what you wear on your head, or what jacket you put on, or how long a skirt is, or how you, or what, I don't even know why this even matters, I never understood that, or what color tablecloth you put on Shabbos. None of those things define the hashkafa. It's such a distortion. Maza hashkafa. Mazel hashkif, ma muvan hamila. What does the word mean? No, yes, but that's not what the word means. Lashkif means to look or to gaze. When Avram Yehuda goes out after fighting to save Sodom, he goes to be mashkif. He gazes over all of Sodom afterward. It means to gaze. Hashkafa means your entire outlook on life. And if your entire outlook on life is limited to how you dress and what color your yarmulke is, how long your skirt is, or what color your tablecloth is, then your hashkafa of life means that you have no hashkafa of life. And put that on your shiver. Have no hashkafa of life. And if you do have hashkafa of life, you should put on your shidduch. And if you do have hashkafa of life, then you should put down on the resume, I don't know what these questions mean, because they in no way relate to the questions that you're asking me. That's what a hashkafa is. Hashkafa is your entire outlook on life. And what he's saying here is that, because I don't want it to be cheapened, what he's saying here is very deep. That what lavan is the klip on the level of the moach, of your deot, of the ways in which our perceptions are distorted by the secular world around us, and the presumptions that it builds into our minds, and the hashkafa, our entire worldview. Our worldview. That's what a hashkafa is. My worldview of life is reflected through my understanding of Judaism. I'm trying to put that into a checkbox or a paragraph. That's something you can only know from a person by getting to know the person. And the damages in those levels are all coming from Lavan. That's Lavan. Kfira, issues of kfira, issues of heresy, heretical ideologies, heretical thoughts, who become into emuna, and issues in emuna, where we think things that are anti the way that the Torah defines emuna for us. That we see by Lavan that his whole house was full of these idols, and his whole reality was a reality of kfira. In kfira be'elokut, a kfira in godliness itself, in the oneness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in kfira b'ashkacha pratit, in a tefira nashkacha pratis, in the God guiding the world. Kemo she'amar, as Yaakov, the true Lavan comes out. The true Lavan comes out when he finally breaks out and knows that he's lost, and challenges Yaakov when he runs after him, when Yaakov's already left his house. And he says, no! Habanot b'notai, v'habanim b'nai, v'chol asher ata ro'e lihu. The daughters are mine, and their kids are mine, and everything you see is mine. That's the love and perspective. That's wrong. He married Rivka and he married Rachel and Leah, and he worked to earn them. It wasn't simple. He even worked to earn them from Lavan. They were his wives. They were in, that was the relationship they had, and those kids were his children. And despite the fact that he tried to trick him time and again, that money was his money, and that flock was his flock. He's kofir bashkacha pratit. Shekafar banagel yonah. He's kofir in that Hakadosh Baruch Hu guides everything. V'safar shekolchov otzim yadoas aliyat achayel hazeh. He thought, no, it's mine. I worked for it. I had this originally, and you took them from me. They're mine. V'zeu omram zal Lavan bikesh lakor et hakol. That's what it means when it says that Lavan was tried to uproot everything. What does that mean? Maraz bazeh al ha'amunah. That he tried to uproot Emunah, that he tried to uproot the Emunah of Yaakov. That's Hakol. There's nothing more than Emunah. That's Yaakov Bikesh Lakor et Hakol. Sheaya Hakol, that's everything. Emunah is everything. Shezehu Hakol Etzel Yudi. Everything by a Jew is their Emunah. Hu Ovedet Hashem Yiparachim Emunah, serving Kadosh Baruch Hu with Emunah. Vet Kol Chayav Asakav Uchay Emunah, and going through his whole life be Emunah. Vu Etzlo Chazot Hakol. And that's the way that a whole Jew needs to look at everything in life, is through the lens of Emunah. That's what Yaakov came, that's what Lavan came to challenge with Yaakov. That's the danger of Lavan. For Lavan bekeish lakor et hakol. Hainu sheklipat Lavan mevakeshet lakor miyudi et emunah sheyakol. The klipa of Lavan came to try to uproot emunah, the emunah of Yaakov, which by him was everything. By every Jew is everything. Ukemokin lehefech hakfira vachisaron haemunah hu yamidah haokeret et hakol miyudi. And so too, then, the opposite side, kfira, heresy, and a lack of emunah, is the mida which uproots everything in a Jew. He calls man sheish leudi emunah, as long as a Jew has emunah. Azaya filu im nishal bechol achataim yesh lo adayin tikun. Then even if a Jew, lo aleinu, does every sin in the book, if he hangs on to his emunah, he has the chance to fix things. He can always come back. Emunah means that I'm still in a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and as long as I hang on with dear life to a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, no matter how far I fall, ein achinami, I fell. Ein achinami, I destroyed myself. Ein achinami, I destroyed the world. But if I have emunah, I can come back. If I have emunah, I can fix it. If I have emunah, I can repair every single thing that I did, and I can get even closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu than I got before. But if a person ends up with kfira and doesn't have emunah, you can't fix anything, because you're broken and you're detached. Not that a Kadosh Baruch Hu chasfilom detached from you. You think you're detached from God, and that's why there's no turning back. You've imagined that you're cut off from the source. You've imagined that there is no source, and there's no turning back from that. Kadosh Baruch Hu will never ever let you go, but he gives you the choice to pretend that you can let go of him. And that's how Lavan tried to uproot everything. By trying to destroy Yaakov's emunah. And that's why Yaakov responds and says, you changed my wage 10 times. What is the 10 indicating here? The lower 7 sirot with the upper 3 sirot, meaning all levels of being.
He's really into it.
Chassidut and Kabbalah are always going to relate back to that, because it's one of the most fundamental paradigms. So he's saying, you tried to destroy me on all 10 of the most essential levels of, not of the most, you tried to destroy me on the most 10, the 10 most essential levels of my being, and you were unsuccessful. You tried to constantly try to confuse me, to mess me up, but I stuck. I came out the other side. And that's why Yaakov says to Esav, according to Rashi, the way the Rashi understands it, Im Lavan Garti V'Tayag Mitzvot Shamarti, that I lived with Yaakov for the last 20 years, and I kept Tayag Mitzvot. Hainu Plat Lavan Lo Pigabi Munad, that the klipa of Lavan wasn't able to destroy me. He's warning Esav. I've been through the ringer. I've been through Lavan, and Lavan didn't stop me. And you're not going to stop me either. You're not going to stop me either. V'nishara etzli emunah b'chol b'yirut, m'malei b'yirut, and I still have a clarity of emunah, shalo ripat yadi b'shum mitzvah, I haven't let one mitzvah go. The odaf afilu lomar, efshar lomar, klipat lavan, she'amar ha'banot notzai v'abanim banai. And also when talking about the klipa of lavan, when he says, my daughters are mine, meaning your wives are mine, and their children are, and their children, the 12 shvatim, are mine. The chol asher ataro elihu, and everything you see is mine. Al derech shesiper rav hakadosh mi berditchev zatzal. The Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev said that, told over the story. Shabal davar baylav b'ta'ana shushotif yimu b'chol inanav. Wow, I'm now really excited. Gosh, about the Berditchever. So the Berditchever once said that one time, the Satan, the Yitzhara, the Baldavar came to him, and he said that he was a partner with the Berditchever in everything that he did. Shebekol mash oseh nimsa imo biyachad, that he was with him in everything. Osek b'Torah yachad imo, he was learning Torah with him. Said that Yitzhara, said the Satan. Umidpalel imo, he was davening with him. Ve'af osek b'chasidut ito biyachad, and even when he was engaged in chassidus, it was with him. Yish bich, he said so. That was what the Berditchever related one time. That's what the Yitzhara told him. Yish bechinat Yitzhara hamatil mum bekodshim. Shekoach hara mitarev bechol ha'maasim ha'tovim al yidei ma'chashavot ra'ot u'pinot ra'ot. That there's a koach within the Yitzhara to be mitarev, to mix itself into all of our ma'asim tovim through negative thoughts, through swaying toward negative sides, even in doing good things. V'yish chamor b'zeh, there's even more dangerous things than that. Mash Lavan bekesh lakor et hakol, that Lavan wanted to uproot everything. Shemivakesh lakor chas v'shalom et kol chelek ha'tov shishudid, that he wanted to uproot all of the tov inside of Yaakov. Shelorak ma'arev ra b'tov, that the Yitzhar didn't, Lavan didn't just want to be ma'arev his ra with Yaakov's tov. He wanted to replace Yaakov's tov with his ra. Elashit mish mashrish ba'adam shilton hara ad shekol hatov yisodo bara, to the point where the ra gets to a point where where the foundation of one's tov becomes ra. Shezeu mashat lipat lavan omerat habanot benotzai vanim banai. That's what Lavan meant when he said the daughters are mine and the sons are mine. The kol asher ataro et lihu, everything of yours is mine. Hainu shakol machamati, everything is because of me. What's the real source of it? It all came from me. Be careful, Yaakov, because I'm really the source of everything that you have. I'm the source of that. Lavan. Mitoch kavanat Torah, through the kavana of Ra, top of the next column. Kol ma she'ata usik b'Torah v'tfilava banim she'ata molida hakol yemachamat kavanot ra'ot. On a deeper spiritual level, Lavan is saying to Yaakov, everything that you're learning in Torah, and everything that you're diving in tefillah, and all of the banim, all of the things that are produced through your Torah and Tefillah, it's all because of Kavanot Ra'ot. It's all coming through me. And that's how he was trying to uproot Yaakov completely. That all of the chelak of Tov in Yaakov will be built on a foundation of Ra, of Lavan. It's not just the Yitzhahara trying to stray us into evil places and evil ways and doing the wrong thing. It's that it's trying to rule over the Tov in us and to uproot our Tov at its root and replace it with its Ra. That's the most dangerous way in which the Yitzhar tries to attack us. And that's what Yaakov's response is. Lavan garti, I stayed with Lavan, v'taryag mitzvot shamarti, shel nifgamti afilu b'mashehu kechut ha'seara miklatavan. I wasn't impacted even on one hair's breadth, not by one mitzvah. I didn't let Lavan impact, influence, infiltrate, uproot a single mitzvah. V'yishlamar od b'inan klipat Lavan, and we can say also by klipa of Lavan, al pima marakatuv, that which it says, arami omed avi, that we quote in the Haggadah on Pesach, that an Armenian tried to destroy my forefather. Dehine kol chayato shel yehudi hu mikoach avi, my whole chiyus of a Jew comes from my father. Mashar margish Hashem Baruch Hu aviv. Ah, what does it mean, arami oved avi? Not the way we often translate it in the Seder. He's understanding it as arami oved avi. The Armenian tried to uproot my kesher with Avinu Sheba Shemayim, which is what's so dangerous about what Lavan did. That's arami oved avi. That's why it's so dangerous, that he's trying to destroy our relationship with Avinu Sheba Shemayim. Shemikoach ze yehudi le'olam inono beit l'nafsho, that if a person feels close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then a Jew is never cut off from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hein b'matzavim agvohim biyotzer, v'hem matzavim ashvalim yordim biyotzer. Whether it's in the big things or in the small things. Whether in the times of light or the times of darkness. The way that we get through it is that we remember, Avinu Shabashamayim, I'm connected to my Father. I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That no matter how good things are and no matter how bad things get, I'm always connected to Avinu Shabashamayim. I'm always connected to my Father. I'm always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The klipat lavan hi arami ovid avi. And the klip of lavan is arami ovid avi. Shema'aved miru bechinat avi, trying to destroy the connection with Avinu Shabashamayim. Shadagish ki yesh lo av Shabashamayim. Went there very quickly. Because I wanted to get through the klip of lavan, so that way in the last 5 minutes that we have, we can also talk about klip of Esav. That's our parsha. So what's the klip of Esav? Let's see how much we can get into it. The ilu inyan klipat Esav. What's the klipa of Esav? Who binyan ta'avot bekamim b'maase. That's not in the mind. It's not in the hashkafa. It's not in the deot. That's in the ta'avot that we have, our desires, u'pekamim b'maase, and our negative actions that we take. Kemiraz bazeh shehaya admoni. The fact that he was red Esav hamore al ritzichat adam ta'avot liisur, which is hinting to the boiling of the blood towards taiva, towards desire and towards Isur, toward doing things that are Asur. Shekol tchunot nafsho nimshechu l'ta'avot shevalot me'od. That all of his entire being is drawn toward taiva, lowly physical desires in this world. Ukedita bechazal, kol ha'ma'asim ha'shvalim she'asa Esav. Chazal tell us all of the very lowly, horrifying things that Esav did in his lifetime. V'klipazo shel Esav nichleket lebet chalakim. And this klipa, this negativity of Esav is divided into two parts. Kelmro, hatzinina miyad, achi, miyad, Esav. These are the two aspects of the klipa of Esav. Yesh klipa shel ta'avot isur, shayitzahara baka Esav. There's the klipa of taiva, of isur, where we want to do something which is us, or we want to do something which is wrong, which is coming from the yitzahara of Esav. But then there's also the klipa of taiva of heter, shayitzahara mitchaze ke'achiv, ve'eino mifateu la'avrot. Beautiful what he's saying here. That there's two ways where the Yitzhar tries to attack us on this level of Ta'ava. On the one hand, the Yitzhar comes to attack us as Esav. When we see Esav, you know what we see? We see an enemy. We know what it is. And sometimes the Yitzhar comes and says, do this Avera. Follow this Taiva. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to do it. Who cares? You want this now. I want this. I need this. I can't stop myself from this. That's Esav. That's the klipa of Esav. That's the taiva of Esav. But there's an even more dangerous level of that. When the Yitzhahara comes and says, at a time where something is an usr, but I have a choice in makadesh myself or not to makadesh myself. In that moment, I could do something that's holy or I could do something that's not holy. And in that moment, the Yitzhahara comes to me as Achiv, I'm your brother. We're in this together. We're family. It's okay. That dangerous Yitzhahara that says, don't worry about it. It's okay. Right? In the areas of Kedusha. Kadesh lecha mutar lecha. We always talk about it. The easiest way to talk about it is in the context of food. Right? The moment that you're sitting there and you're at the kosher cafeteria and you have a choice. You could either buy something full of sugar that's going to mazik your body and follow the taivas of your body, or you can buy something healthy and something that's going to give you energy. You can go and buy fruit. You can buy a vegetable and it's going to give you life. And so your Esav side is saying, go to the non-kosher restaurant. You're saying, Esav, be quiet. Of course I'm going to eat kosher. But then your Achiv is coming and saying, but it's kosher already. You're going to say a bracha. It's going to be beautiful. Sit on the cookie. You get a mizonos. You even get an alamichya. You're only going to get an adama and bring a fashas if you have the vegetables. That's Achiv. That's trying to stray us from avodas Hashem when the moments where it doesn't seem like there's an isur, in the moments where there isn't an overt isur. That's Achiv. That's the danger of Achiv of Esav.
What's the first one of Esav?
Esav is coming to say, go do Asr, go to things that are Asr. That's Esav. But the Achiv aspect of it is still in the realm of Ta'ava, where it's saying, there's no Isr, so why not just do what you want? There's no Isr, so follow your own Taivas. Why not? And the answer is no, because that's the trickery of my Achiv. That it's still Esav deep down. It's still trying to get me to go toward my Taiva instead of dedicating myself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bezrat Hashem, we should all have the koach to overcome the klipot of Lavan and the klipot of Esav, the klipot that tried to distort our machshavot, the ways that we think, our emunah, our belief in hashkacha pratit, our deot, our hashkafot, to overcome those ways that Lavan tries to pull us away. And on the flip side, when we even and outside of the realm of our mind, but in the realm of our heart, where our taiva lies, that we should be able to overcome the taivas of Isur, we should be able to overcome the taivas of Isur, both in the Isurim themselves, and even in the realms of Muchar, to focus all of our energies, Be'ezrat Hashem, toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu, overcoming all of those klipas, and living up into what it means to be B'nai Yisrael. Shkoch, everybody.
Thank you.